Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts,
visit IXL.com/today
while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In Louisiana, three teens are indicted as adults after the murder of a French Quarter tour guide. In Texas, a man wielding a machete in a home invasion is stopped by the homeowner. And in Florida, the suitcase killer, Sarah Boone, loses what has to be a record 8th lawyer for her trial set to take place in October. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, August 27th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman. Woody Everton will not be with us for the next couple of episodes. He is seeing his beautiful new granddaughter in California, so I'm going to be operating solo, bringing you the crime headlines this week. And we're going to start out, before we get to the crime headlines, with a shout out to Ryan Loader. So we've been telling you about Ryan Loader for a little while now. He was competing in the Ultimate Fighter 32, and he is now the Ultimate Fighter 32 champion. He actually defeated Robert Valentin. And y'all, I watched it. It was a great fight. Loader fought off several submission attempts, and at one point, Valentin almost got a rear naked choke on Loader, but Loader did what you're supposed to do when people try to apply chokes from the back, and he fought off the rest of Valentin, and eventually Loader gets Valentin in what's known as a crucifix. This was in the second round, and basically, y'all, a crucifix is where you are on top of the person you're fighting's chest and you lock their arms under your legs, one of their arms under your leg, and you're holding down the other arm, and he's doing all that and just elbowing the piss out of Valentin until eventually the ref stepped in and he got the TKO victory in the second round. So congratulations to our friend Ryan Loader for your victory. Now, let's get into some crime time for Tuesday. And we're going to start out in New Orleans. And three teenagers are accused of murdering a French Quarter tour guide, and they have been indicted as adults. This from the Orleans Parish District Attorney's Office. The teens, Kevin Nunez, who is 15, Jerbine Albarek, who is 17, and Joshua Bonifacio, who is 19, are charged with the June 30th shooting of 43-year-old Christy Thibodeau. Prosecutors say surveillance video captured Nunez ambushing and killing Thibodeau as she sat in her car on St. Peter Street in New Orleans. All three are charged with second-degree murder. Alberic and Bonifacio are also charged with conspiracy to commit armed robbery, and they all face life sentences if found guilty. Now, the owner of Crawl New Orleans, a guy by the name of Brian Crane, said it's refreshing to see a repeat juvenile offender in Orleans Parish be tried as an adult, adding that there's definitely justice in that. I think there would be a lot of outrage if he wasn't, Kane said. 1 week from Thursday would have been Thibodeau's birthday, and she would have turned 44 years old, y'all, on August 29th. Kane, who's her former employer, says Thibodeau was always the life of the party. They plan to throw a birthday party in her honor next week. It's a lot, you know. There's a void that will never be filled. I'm reminded of it daily. She was a great person and an ambassador of the city and just wanted people to have a great time when they visited New Orleans. Nunez was wearing a deactivated court-ordered ankle monitor at the time of the murder. The monitor, administered by the Office of Juvenile Justice through a contractor, failed to provide real-time tracking. Nunez had been on home incarceration following his conviction for 7 counts of aggravated assault, illegal possession of a firearm, and domestic battery abuse. An arrest warrant had been issued for Nunez on May 21st for violating the conditions of his release. Adding to this controversy, Bonifacio had reportedly been living in the United States illegally. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, reported that Bonifacio had been deemed inadmissible in 2019 but remained in the country, accumulating multiple arrests before being charged in Thibodeau's murder. Now, the murder of Thibodeau, who is a well-known figure in the French Quarter community, sparked calls for ankle monitoring reform. Kane called for the state to take over the investigation, citing the city's inability to get things right. The indictment is a step in the right direction, but I would hope that, you know, in the future, it doesn't take a lot of media attention for the DA to prosecute juveniles who are committing crimes, and when they're violent, to be tried as adults. And it seems like that's the case over and over again when things that have happened over the last 2 years in Orleans Parish, that from Kane. Now, District Attorney Jason Williams expressed frustration over the lack of oversight of the electronic monitoring system. This matter underscores how the closed and opaque nature of the juvenile system does a disservice to our community and justice system actors. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrell launched an investigation into the state's juvenile court and monitoring systems, questioning the efficiency of the current system. Upcoming reforms set to take place in January of 2025 aimed to ensure real-time tracking of offenders. However, critics argue that these changes come too late for victims like Thibodeau. And let me say something on this. I can't tell you the amount of crimes, and if you listen to this show, you know this to be a fact, the amount of crimes that we cover where these ankle monitoring systems just flat out fail. It happens all the time. And look, In some cases, it's not tracking. In some cases, obviously, you know, these offenders are just cutting the ankle monitors off. And I don't know what the answer is exactly. Obviously, the ankle monitors were invented and put in place because of the overcrowding in jails, and they just couldn't put everybody in jail. And you still needed to keep track of these people. But an ankle monitor is not going to stop someone from committing a crime that would normally commit a crime. They're just going to cut it off. And in some cases, they leave them on, but the damn ankle monitors aren't tracking. It's ridiculous. They've had people get killed recently, and it was the result of someone just cutting their ankle monitor off and going and killing somebody. So I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure how they can reform it, but something definitely needs to be done because this is making a lot of news, national news, because of the popularity of this lady being a French Quarter tour guide for so long. So we're going to move on to Texas. And a concerned homeowner in Texas took up arms and fended off a machete-wielding man who attempted to enter his home. Daryl Stevens' home surveillance camera captured the moment a machete-wielding intruder approached the family's Liberty Hill home just north of Austin. At that moment, I obviously freaked out. I have two young children here in the house and just went into a complete fight or flight mode. Stevens' gut reaction was to lock up his home and grab his 9mm handgun. I started walking through that house. I locked every door as fast as possible, ran upstairs, and luckily I had a firearm here. So I grabbed my 9mm, unlocked it, ran downstairs as fast as possible, Stevens said. The suspect, later identified as 43-year-old Jerry Escamilla, managed to climb through a fence and get to the upper deck of the family's home. He was greeted by Stevens' handgun when he arrived. I told him he's got to leave or he's going to lose his life, you know. Luckily, after I did that, he dropped the machete. Video surveillance showed Escamilla retracing his steps and climbing back down as a gun is seen pointing at the intruder. Stevens' wife called 911 and local police arrested Escamilla. The 43-year-old was charged with criminal trespassing and failure to identify and is being held on a very small bond, y'all, for something like that, $10,000. That shocked me. Stevens explained that they had recently moved further away from Austin to feel safe. I just had to protect my family, and that's what I did. Luckily, I didn't have to discharge my firearm. It's just not something you expect to happen in Liberty Hill in the country or way out in the country in the very back of this new, nice neighborhood. We moved out here. We moved further out of the city so we would feel safe. Stevens said that he planned to up the security on his home, saying he's going to turn his home into Fort Knox. We feel violated as a family. We feel like our sense of safety in our safe place, which is our house, has been taken from us. I almost get a little emotional even saying that. It's not fair. We're definitely upping security. We're getting a few firearms, one upstairs and one downstairs, and we're going to install more fences and more security features such as floodlights. Texas Stand Your Ground law establishes the right for gun owners to apply lethal force to defend themselves against threats, regardless of whether it was possible to retreat first. The law notes the shooter cannot instigate the altercation. So let's talk about that for a minute. And I love that law in Texas, that Stand Your Ground law. Several states have that law. And I actually had a guest on Local Leaders of the Podcast, which is a podcast I do. And the guy I had on is probably the foremost expert in the most recent episode I had. He's the foremost expert in gun law, essentially. He is a 22-year-plus veteran of the military. He is also a certified educator of concealed carry. And we were talking about the new law here in Louisiana where you don't have to have a permit to conceal carry anymore. As long as you're 18 years old and you could otherwise carry a firearm, you can stick one in your pocket and you ain't got to tell anybody. While, you know, everybody that's for the Second Amendment is for that law, there's some caveats to that law, and there's things that you need to do. And one of the things that's very important is that you train to use that gun. You don't want to just hand somebody a gun that's never shot a gun before and say, here, stick this in your pocket in case you get, you know, robbed. You want to make sure you know how to use it. You need to become familiar with it, and you need to train in it often. And when you do that, you have a confidence that you can use that gun properly. So shout out to this man who stood his ground, and he's going to do more for his family to make sure they're safe. But I bring up that podcast because one of the things we discussed is now that they've taken away the need for concealed carry, you can still get a permit, but you don't have to have it. The important reason for having a permit is that you learn the laws. Now, had this guy shot this intruder or used more force than was necessary to get him out of the house, he might have ended up himself in trouble. I know that's crazy, but that is the law, and you need to know the law. And this guy didn't lose his head. He didn't shoot the intruder. He pointed the gun at him and said, get out of my house. And, you know, kept a bad situation from getting worse. So, Texas, stand your ground.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
We're going to move on to Florida. Now, way back when we started Real Life, Real Crime Daily, this was in late 2022. We told you about a case that at that time was scheduled to finally go to trial. But as is common in the justice system, delays after delays move the trial. And finally, in October, it's happening. And if you'll remember, we told you about Sarah Boone. Sarah Boone was a Florida woman who was accused of killing her boyfriend by locking him inside a suitcase in their Winter Park home during what she said was a game of hide and seek, and that he hid, she couldn't find him, she fell asleep, woke up, and finally figured out he was dead inside of the suitcase. Well, Ms. Boone has forfeited her right to any more court-appointed defense lawyers and will now have to represent herself at her trial. This according to the judge that is overseeing the case. Now, it has been more than 4 years since Boone was charged with second-degree murder in the February 2020 death of her then-boyfriend, George Torres. In those 4 years, Boone has reportedly had 9 lawyers, 7 of those court-appointed, who all eventually asked to withdraw for various reasons, including irreconcilable differences, ethical differences, and conflict. It has been apparent to the court that the defendant will not permit herself to be represented by anyone. This from Judge Michael Koenig. Now, in a status conference in early June, Boone told the judge she was unhappy with her latest court-appointed lawyer, accusing her of lying and having a snotty attitude, among other claims. The lawyer told the judge that Boone had walked out of at least 2 conferences between them. "I feel she is untruthful with me and full-blown prejudice against me, which I believe adds to her nasty attitude towards me. I do not trust her," Boone told Circuit Court Judge Michael Koenig. "Everyone constantly blames me that I am the reason why I am supposedly going on attorney number 8, which I am not the reason for any of them. I know the court's in a difficult position, but at this point, we're at the impasse if she walks out of every conference that I have with her." That from Boone's lawyer. "I'm not sure what to say about the attorney-client relationship. I've spent probably 20 hours, a little bit more, a little bit less with Boone. She has lots of lists and lots of questions." Boone then submitted a 58-page handwritten letter detailing a litany of complaints and concerns surrounding her case. Patricia Cashmans, Boone's then lawyer, filed a motion requesting to withdraw from the case days later, which was approved. Judge Koenig said Boone forfeited her right to an court-appointed counsel, and it waived her conduct, her right to counsel, and the judge justified the decision, noting that Boone had previously been warned that a future court-appointed lawyer may not be provided and that she had been warned about the dangers of self-representation. So it looks like Sarah Boone is going to represent herself, and she is known, y'all, as the suitcase killer. So it looks like in October, it's going to be probably the best show on earth in that Florida courtroom. We're going to move on to California. And a California woman was arrested after she was found to be in possession of more than $450,000 worth of stolen merchandise. The California Highway Patrol said in a Facebook post that a 35-year-old Claudia Cruz was charged with organized retail crime, possession of stolen property, and conspiracy to commit crime for her involvement in a fencing operation. Last month, California Highway Patrol's Organized Retail Crime Task Force began investigating a criminal network involved in a series of thefts targeting various retailers in the Bay Area. By conducting surveillance operations, investigators identified suspects to be part of an Oakland-based illegal fencing operation where criminals buy and sell stolen goods. And look, y'all, how many times have we talked about Oakland, California, and the massive, I mean, people are just walking up into stores and stealing left and right. As a matter of fact, many major chains, like, I don't know if Walgreens was on that list, but for some reason I'm thinking Walgreens was one of them. But they're just totally closing shop in Oakland. They're leaving. And the ones that are staying, used to be, I would go into the Walgreens, even here locally, and they would have like the razors of all things locked up. And you would have to wait, and an associate would have to come and unlock the glass or whatever, and you get what you needed, your shaving stuff. Well, they have everything locked. The potato chips are behind lock and key. It's ridiculous in Oakland. So I'll get back to the article. Using the information gathered, investigators obtained search warrants for residents and multiple vehicles. The search warrants were executed on August 15th with the help of the San Ramon Police Department. During that search, investigators located a large quantity of stolen merchandise, which was seized and taken to a facility to be documented. Detectives also learned during the search that Cruz leased a storage facility in Oakland. After obtaining an additional search warrant for that storage facility, investigators located additional stolen merchandise. The estimated value of the stolen property was more than $450,000 and consisted mainly of goods sold at drugstores. That's right, $450,000. $1,000 in stolen merchandise. Unbelievable. Ultimately, Cruz was arrested and booked into the Alameda County Jail, right where she belongs. And let me say this. People, I cannot tell you how much theft, retail theft, contributes to the cost of things going up. The more things are stolen, the more things go up, the more markup you have to have. And, you know, when people steal, whether it's an eraser from a school supply shop or it is something like this, it costs all of us because those retailers are not going to eat that lost profit. They're just going to tack it on. They actually have a budget. Most retail folks have a budget for theft, both internal and external theft, and that budget goes up the worse that theft gets. So we're all having to pay for this asshole in the end. And let's get a little closer to my home, and we're going to go back to Louisiana with a sad story here. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents arrested the operator of a boat. This was on August 22nd. For his involvement in a fatal boating incident in Livingston Parish. Jason Chason Jr., who is 34 of Holden, is charged with 2 counts of vehicular homicide, 5 counts of first-degree vehicular negligent injury, second offense operating or driving a vessel while impaired, DWI, and careless operation of a vessel. On Sunday, July 28th, around midnight, Chason Jr., who was the operator of a 25-foot Sea Fox vessel, collided with a 25-foot pontoon boat. This was on the Tickfall River. After further investigation, agents determined Chason Jr. was impaired at the time of that collision. The collision resulted in the deaths of a passenger on the Sea Fox, Thai Gustin, who was 31 of Springfield, and the operator of the pontoon boat, a guy by the name of Chase Sharkey, who was 36 of Greensburg. 2 people on the Sea Fox and 3 people on the pontoon were taken to the North Oaks Hospital with serious injuries and have since been released. Now, vehicular homicide brings a $2,000 to $15,000 fine and 5 to 15 years in jail on each offense, of which at least 3 years will be served without the benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence. First-degree vehicular negligent injury carries up to a $2,000 fine and 5 years in jail. And second offense DWI, $500 to $1,000 fine. They need to raise that. 30 days to 6 months in jail and suspension of the driver's license for up to 4 years. Careless operation of a vessel, the final charge, $300 fine and 30 days in jail. Chason has been booked into the Livingston Parish Jail. And look, this was big news here in the Livingston Parish area. These were very, very popular people, very well known, very good people, and they were killed. And this guy obviously arrested for that. And the disgusting thing about this second offense, this guy didn't even learn the first time, you know. Oddly enough, this incident took place around midnight. You know, it's the middle of the night, and you're out there boating. And look, the Tickfall River is, it's not like, for those that I know, a lot of our listeners are not from Louisiana, but this is a Tickfall River is not like a major thoroughfare. You know, this is, there's no lights out there. It's pitch black and they're boating at midnight. That's dangerous in and of itself, but it tells you how stupid this asshole is, that not only does he decide to boat at midnight like that, but he's also going to drink while he's operating his boat. There's nothing wrong with operating your boat at night, but don't mix alcohol with it. Shit like what just happened. This guy's ruined his life over it and ruined the lives and families of many other people and took the lives of two.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah,
all for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
So we're going to lighten it up just a little bit. Oh, yeah. Got a little kinky crime headed your way today. A solo kinky crime. I'm left to my own accord. Nothing can stop me from taking it too far. What do you think's going to happen here? And we're going to go to Pensacola, Florida, and a Pensacola woman was arrested for walking outside naked during a neighbor's birthday party. This according to the arrest warrant. Grace Ann Sharp, who is 56. Hey, 56, and she ain't scared to take it all off, right? She's charged with indecent exposure. The incident happened this past Sunday as her neighbor was having a birthday party. The report states the neighbor told deputies that around 7 p.m. that day, Sharp walked up completely naked to the chain link fence, which separates the property. Now, it gets crazier. She was reportedly waving around plastic doll legs. Don't ask me. Then rubbed the item on her private areas. The neighbor shouts to Sharp, "Hey, you're naked." And Sharp responds with, "I know, it's hot outside." You can't make this shit up. Sharp eventually went back inside her home and deputies were called to the scene to figure out, I guess, WTF. But if Woody were here, he would certainly tell you that that probably went out on all the airwaves and every cop in Pensacola probably showed up at that lady's house to find out what the hell was going on. But that is your kinky crime for Tuesday. And that's what we got for you today. A little abbreviated show, but we brought you, I think, some good headlines for today, at least interesting stuff from the world of crime. I want to thank everyone for listening, subscribing, telling your friends, following the Facebook page. It really does help us grow. Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Thank you so much for that. Congratulations again to Ryan Loader. And look, check out all the things we do. Bloody Angola. If you like what Woody and I do on Real Life, Real Crime Daily, and you're not familiar with Bloody Angola, we talk about the world's most notorious maximum security prison. And we tell the stories of not only the people that, you know, are housed there, but also the history of Angola. It's pretty interesting stuff. Of course, Real Life, Real Crime Original with Woody Everton, the best show on planet Earth when it comes to solo crime talk. And check out, I've got a podcast called Exposed: Scandalous Files of the Elite, where I tell crimes of the societal privilege in the United States and some cases and people you're very familiar with. I've talked about everybody from popular football players that have done some pretty horrible shit to trusted people in the community, like teachers. And you hear all these sex scandals with teachers. Doing one right now that actually dropped yesterday, and it's the part two of the investigation into the death of Matthew Perry. They've had a lot occur in the last week on that. Took a while, but it's here. So go check that out. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Everton. We are your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.